New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry in and save big money on everything you need from Menards. Tuscany creates thoughtfully designed faucets, like the Sherina kitchen faucet with two spray modes that will align perfectly with your style. Update your kitchen with timeless designs and modern amenities that will make your life easier. Stop into Menards and see all our Tuscany products and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
It's episode 16 of season 11, reunion part one. We are Vanderpodcalypse now, and we're getting into it. We've made it. The season is behind us. The reunions are mostly in front of us.
I want to say it went by so fast, but I don't know if it felt like if it was fast.
We had high highs. We had low lows. I mean, it did feel fast because it was literally less episodes than we're used to.
Yeah, we were, I think, both surprised. We thought we were more
abrupt. We talked about that, too. Like, they didn't advertise it really as such. But we do get a three-part reunion, which I'm pretty excited about, considering Ariana has not watched any of the season. And basically, they know that, and they're making them all sit down to watch it. I think it's going to be good.
I had one thought before I forget it, mm-hmm. and it's kind of, I don't know, I think a little bit telling of, speaking of Ariana in the show, when people say living well is the best revenge, mm-hmm. I haven't seen a greater example of that than from watching this special, the reunion.
Yeah.
Because she is doing all the things. She doesn't have to say anything. Everyone else is saying it, you know.
Yeah.
Andy is kind of prompting it. She doesn't have to say, oh, P.S., here's what I'm doing. Here's what's up with me. She's just sitting there, and the more collected and kind of above it a little bit, but not above it in a way where it's like, I'm too good for this, mm-hmm. but above it in the sense it's like, listen, I'm just sitting here like a human being.
Yeah.
My life speaks for itself. I don't need to say anything, and I think it's driving, not everyone, but it's driving
a lot of
some
people
absolutely insane. It reminded me of, like, just say a band, and then one person from that band became a breakout star, mm-hmm. and they all kind of get together for and everyone, the, you know, other three people in the band are speaking the loudest, mm-hmm. but everyone knows that the one that the most successful doesn't have to say anything because you just know.
Yeah.
And
you're,
I thought
the first
that was an
person
interesting
to say that, yeah, to give it that analogy.
Because a lot of people say that. They're just like, you know what, living well is the best revenge. And you're like, yeah, but what is that? Like, you can think, seeing it here, it's like, oh, yeah. And that's kind of like my huge takeaway from this, from when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's apparent to a lot of people, but it's a really great example of that.
Yeah, and she, like, I keep thinking about last reunion, and she was so angry, and she should be, and she should still be angry. I don't think there's...
She has room to be angry.
Yeah, she's still angry, but, like, her vibe this time, it's like, oh my God, you're on fucking Broadway, you got all these endorsements, I see the Love Island lower third come up, and I'm like, with her face obviously on it, and I was like, yeah, you're fucking killing it. Everyone's fucking jealous. They're fucking jealous, and they're interjecting, and, like, this and that, and all you have to do is go, you know?
And it probably drives them
crazy.
The cooler you are, and to know that you're just sitting there and just, I don't know what's, can't speak what's going on in her mind, but whatever she's doing, it's the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And she looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Again, I want to say, like, overall, I would probably give this reunion part like a B-.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it was clunking along, but it's a setup. You know, the first of a three-part reunion is never going to be good. We all know that. But she looks fucking amazing. I would dare say she looks better even this year than she does last in her fucking fun, like, see-through navy blue dress. Just want to talk about the looks.
Also,
for a second.
Like, just vibed out, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally. And good, like, fucking, like, perfect. She's got these like fake, maybe not fake, like Bottega Veneta earrings that everyone's wearing, but they're clear. They're so fucking cool. Like, her, you know, her whole, like, accessory outfits, they all look amazing. other looks too, like Lala in her pink, in her soft era, I suppose. Like, fine, whatever. Katie's in her like metallic dress looking good. Similar neckline to Ariana. They have like actually like similar cuts.
I think everyone looked good.
Yeah. I mean, Sandoval in his like fucking pantsuit nation shit. I can't with his fucking like Buddhist beads. And if you did not notice his little thunderbolt earring, I was like, fuck you. Yeah, you're growing. Absolutely. You're so growed. She did in her like little like Kyle Richards-y, like kind of orange glittery thing. Schwartz actually looked like shit. He was in like a kind of a rusty blazer, like a red shirt underneath. I was like, are you about to hit on a couple?
Like, yeah, I feel like some of his clothes clash with his skin tone.
I was just like, what? But, you know, he showered, so, yeah. You know, what are we supposed to do? You know,
I think that's part of his thing. I think that kind of is part of his, the way it throws people off. It's like, mm-hmm. You look like a little bit of a mess, you act like a mess, and we can't get 100% mad at you because of that.
Yeah, he looks better than he ever did this whole season. Not saying much, but I will say, all right, you showered, your clothes are pressed, you've showed up.
Look, you're going soft on Sandoval. I mean, you're going soft on Schwartz.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at you.
That's right. Look at me.
He broke you down.
You heard it here first. Wow, very controversial. Then Brock is there too. I hate Brock's outfit. I hate his aesthetic like so much.
So I guess he's sitting up there because he's he's part. I don't know. Like, is that what? But I guess, I mean, he has a lot of screen time and he's married and has a kid with Sheena, who's a main.
Yeah.
I'm just comparing, like, why isn't Allie
like
there?
Allie there for a reason.
But Allie didn't have as much. I don't know how they based things.
I mean, I think he probably had a little bit more going. I mean, he's also been there for longer than Allie. You know, like, he's kind of like put in the time a little bit. But I mean, nothing he said during this I particularly cared about. And I hated his blazer. I honestly hated his blazer in the finale. I'm just like, can you stop putting on these fucking tablecloth, like 70s like tablecloth blazers that are so like, dude, like, you could look good. Like, you got a good haircut. Like, we're working on things. But like, honey, let's get this blazer game a little bit more buttoned up. Here I am sitting in my dirty sweatshirt saying that to you. James looks good too. He's in his little like Ken doll Kennedy suit. He looks great. I think of all the guys, he looks the best. Again, not saying much. But we start with Andy talking to Lisa. She admits that she's not seen the last episode of the reunion, and she is wearing a blue snakeskin. It feels very Siegfried and Roy, kind of like 90s like magician thing.
Oh, yeah.
Too. And again, all right, she wins for the worst blazer. You get it. You got it. Congratulations, Lisa Vanderpump. Andy says to all of them, you've all been through such an interesting shared experience for over a decade that we're going to make you all torture each other by watching the finale together. And everyone reacts. We got smash cuts of all the reactions. We got scowls and frowns and grimaces and Ariana, what the fuck? And her just be like, I just want him away from her. She just wants him gone. Like, we get all the fucking keyed up shit. And then we get a little graphic 7 hours earlier. Everyone's coming in with their looks and their coffees and blah, blah, blah. Sweat. Sandoval didn't get any sleep. Lisa Vanderpump, Nana's pointing to her dressing room sign. It's Lisa's room. And it's like, congratulations. It's an 8.5 by 11 printout. We know what you're going to serve at this reunion. Nothing. Ariana says something about how something gives her a neck vagina. Do you remember that part?
I know. Yeah, I don't.
I rewound it 3 times trying to figure out. She said something made her look like Donald Trump and I could not understand. I don't. Any, if you have any ideas, let me know. I'm curious. And we're filming. We're going. Andy Cohen says that this group is a people in desperate need of a mediator. He says his classic hellos, how it feels different than last reunion. There's a Schwartz plant joke. Hey, Schwartz, did you help pick out the plants? He's like, oh, maybe. Yeah. And we get like a fucking, I was like, all right.
They've been trying to make that work. This whole
it's
season,
and
it's
bad.
Like, yeah,
it's
he doesn't very, even seem to be that invested in it.
No,
so.
He's probably sick of it. I don't know. Andy asks Katie when the sandwich shop is going to be open. And as of today, they both say that it will be open as of the air date of this episode, which was yesterday. It's obviously not open.
Right. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I was going to say, did anyone cruise by? I mean, we could both easily.
Well, it's open
easily.
May 22nd. It's what they said. And It's May 15th. So They knew, but it's.
Well,
it's
May, you
like,
know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, the week,
and then
change.
When May 23rd happens and it's not there, then we'll
then you're
then,
in for
yeah.
it. Then you're
but I'm
going to
give them the
benefit.
You know, because they're. I mean, I don't know. They're the, mm-hmm. they're the heroes of this, so they're going to get more grace.
They get a little more grace. I know that
because
means...
I did kind of. I mean, when I was one of the people that were like, is this a thing that they were like, oh, this is a good idea, and then they kind of bailed on it and were just selling merch? Yeah. I was a little bit of that conspiracy, not that they intended on that, but kind of like, oh, what are we doing? Are we actually opening this? Like, with things that change and you know, Ariana, like, doing all this stuff, which is, you know, part of it. I kind of wondered if they were like, well, let's just keep it going until it doesn't.
Can't.
But
yeah.
I hope I'm wrong, and I seem like I am wrong, and I'm glad I'm wrong.
I think it's going to open.
Yeah.
I think it's going to open.
Because Anne's going to be there.
Anne's going to be there shilling sandwiches.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
That was very exciting.
Huge. Yeah.
Very exciting for her. They should have sat her down on the chair, though,
I'd say.
And
if you haven't, we have Anne on a previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
She's spilling some stuff that you're not going to get on any of these shows. Check it out. I mean,
yeah.
I'm promoting one of our own episodes within an episode. Yeah, I'm doing that.
That's where we're at.
But check it out. And and both Rebecca and I separately are on We Signed an NDA.
Yeah.
So we're both on that.
If you care more about our lives, which you don't.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But you can hear about us being like, you know, me when I worked at the E! Channel,
mm-hmm.
which was... I worked at the E! Channel during when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
And also when the Kardashian wedding was on there.
Oh, my God.
So I worked there during that time. If you want to hear about that time and like E! And stuff like that, which kind of goes hand in hand with this, it's pretty wild. Check out that. And then you talk about whatever you talk about. Who cares?
Who cares? Me. What did I talk about? Producing TV stuff.
Yeah, you're a TV producer.
True
so
crime stuff?
Yeah, and if you get a real
if any
track.
Of you care, which you probably don't if you're listening to this, but who knows? I actually want to say on the 22nd, I would like to do a drive-by of something about her.
Yeah.
Scope it out. Again, whatever.
They have to have a grand open.
They'll have to do something. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what, and I don't know what kind of patience I have around it. We'll find out, you know? We'll all find out together. Ariana's on Broadway. Lala bought a house. She's pregnant. We get all this catch-up intros, and it's like 5 or 6 minutes in at this point, and I'm like, you gotta get it going. Like, come on, you know. And it goes to show, especially because I saw how long this episode was, and it was 45 minutes. I was like, oh, this is gonna be a bad episode, probably, or like a lot
of filler.
But again, it's the first part of a three-parter. We finally learn that Ariana has filed a petition to force the sale of the house. And Tom and Ariana can't talk about that. But Ariana has moved out. That's huge. She lives in an Airbnb and also in New York, kind of splitting her time. So that's
so
progress.
Cool. I mean, and the thing is, it's things like that that it's like so... She's like, yeah, I'm at an Airbnb and like, oh, wait, you're in Sherman Oaks. I mean, I love Sherman Oaks, by the way. But but like, oh, you're in Sherman Oaks and you got your chairs. It's like I am so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the world is my home.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now. It's like, very cool.
Everything is accessible to me. I just kind of fly by night like fucking I'm here and I'm there, baby. You know? Between what? Between different coasts. Who cares?
It's really, in a sense, I mean, yes, Vanderpump, you know, be real. Vanderpump is kind of the thing that keeps the machine moving for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Love Island's pretty huge. Like, that's a thing. It's kind of like...
Love Island's very huge. And this is like, we see people's careers and they start on a reality show and they become fucking giant. You know, like, you see fucking Oscar winners who started on reality competition shows. You know, this is like... a great place to be, and it's just going to, if she can nail Love Island, like, it's just going to get better for her because she's like a beloved icon of pop culture now, which is great. She should be. She's amazing. We talk about the Lego thing that actually we've talked about on this podcast too, how, like, what happened to the Lego thing. It's apparently still there in the house. And Sheena interjects. She says, "You never saw what I did to that." And then we do, which is she just puts a sheet over it. It's like, way to go, Sheena. Who cares? Come on. Come on, Sheena. You're boring. Something's got to happen. Andy says that in San Francisco, Schwartz got down on one knee and asked Tom to be his roommate. But it looks like from their conversation in this reunion that may not happen. They're trying to figure it out. Maybe they'll buy something together. And again, it's like for Lala saying all the shit about being authentic and real, this corny-ass shit that Schwartz pulled – it doesn't even mean anything. It's like it's shtick that they did for the show, and now they're probably not going to live together.
And he said, he's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know when I'm going to do that again. I was like, who thinks like that? Who thinks like, I'm just going to get down and propose various like business things because who knows when I'm going to do that again? It's corny. Like
it's
you
like
said,
you're a corny bitch.
It's, yeah,
you know.
It was, yeah, it's like
sorry, yeah. Like you're not interesting.
Well, he thought, he's like, listen, I don't know if I'm ever going to propose again, but let me date maybe somebody half my age.
Yeah, I'm going to date a 23-year-old TikTok star.
Let help.
Oh,
I don't know. Let's see. We'll find out.
It's going to end well. Lala asks them, she's like, why do you want to be roommates? And Sandoval says, my dad has roommates. And Lisa's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's not a good defense.
Nothing wrong with whatever anyone's doing at any time, you know, the world's whatever. But also it's like, I wouldn't say it's kind of like, oh, well, I didn't realize your dad and your 60s had roommates. That changes my view on it. It's kind of like whatever.
No, your dad's doing great. Yeah. Your dad's doing great.
Like, the idea of having roommates as like under 60. I'm under 60, by the way, everybody.
60 minus.
Yeah, 60 minus sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's kind of like, oh, that's
maybe
good.
He lives in a palatial, who the fuck
yeah,
knows?
Yeah, I mean.
But it's not a good, it's like, you think that the Toms living together is not going to be corny and lame and pretty sad. You guys are both in your 40s.
The only thing that seems like it would benefit is content for the show.
Yeah, the show will benefit, and I think that really speaks to where they're at. I think they're fucking petrified. I think most people here, aside from Ariana, even Katie, I would say, they're all really scared that Ariana is too big for this shit and that this whole scandal that has propelled their show into this like new echelon of relevance will go away and they'll be left with nothing. Or their corny ass fucking give them Lala makeup brand or like some fucking dumb
shit. I feel
like
James is kind of has a he just seems to be kind of like, listen, this is, you know, I'm doing, you know, performing at Coachella.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing the thing that I like to do, and this has been great for me. And I'm even coming off like I'm coming off like a pretty chill dude now. He's, whatever game he's playing also is like fine.
Yeah.
So that's pretty young. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you're right. He will be good too because he is like, seems like he's consistently getting jobs outside of this. But like everyone else, I mean, what the fuck is Schwartz going to do? This show has been Schwartz's lifeline. What is he going to get a fucking job in an office after this? He's useless. He can't even work at a bar, you know, as a bar owner. He couldn't even do one shift, you know? We've talked about that ad nauseum, but I think they're all really, really scared. We learn also that Lisa is not happy about Rachel's podcast, though she's never listened. but Lala gives Rachel and Tom credit for showing up at the last reunion, and Ariana is like, I also feel very brave for showing up last reunion to confront my perpetrators, which is a strange word, perpetrator, because it's like she's not wrong. They perpetrated the situation, but it also feels very like legal.
Yeah.
And almost like they like abused her, but without her saying that they were abusive. It's a very I kind of like got stuck on that because it felt very like.
But of course,
dramatic.
Listen, are they brave for showing up? Of course they're showing up. Number one, they probably in some way. They're benefiting from it. It's what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, everything's for. I mean, everything is done for attention, and that's the point of this. It's not like a bad thing, but it's not like a weird thing. It's not like weird that they. Oh my god, it was so brave. Like I didn't think you were going to show up.
Yeah.
It's like no, we knew you were going to show up.
Yeah, and they're also protected. I mean, if they're going to show up anywhere, I would say it's probably less safe to show up out in the world than. In a closed studio space where they know that the people around them know what's happening and how to handle them, you know? Tom chimes in and says that Rachel's actually a coward. He says that she preaches moving on but talks relentlessly about the situation and also saying that he groomed her. And he says grooming implies pedophilia. Lala interjects. She's like, no, it doesn't. It's taking advantage of like an impressionable person, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I agree with Lala, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's a word used. What you want to do with the word groomed is you want to make it seem like is like it's true.
Yeah,
but you're using the word for a reason.
Yeah, totally.
It's beyond just being being manipulative or whatever.
Yeah, and I think again, from groomed is a very strong word, but you know they conferenced at the last reunion. Yeah. They were like they had a plan, and Tom, as we know from. What Ariana said last reunion, where it's like, yeah, Tom Sandoval has an agenda. No shit.
Yeah.
No fucking shit. And Tom says, guess I was very impressionable when she took off she sorry, guess I was very impressionable when she took off all her clothes and jumped into my pool. It's like, shut. Don't get it.
You don't. I was like, this is.
You don't get it.
Don't take, you know what I mean? Like, a woman, after saying I'm not grooming, and then talk about her sexuality mm-hmm. or nudity and make it seem like, oh, I'm the bad guy, mm-hmm. but look what she did. And it's like...
Also, they failed to mention that Tom was the one in their long-term relationship, too. Like, Ariane and him were together for a long fucking time. They were partners in a lot of ways. Like, Raquel was also single. Not to say that's like, you know, it was messy and stuff, yeah. but like...
She's not cheating on anybody.
No, exactly. It's just like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's like, dude, why are you... I was like, why would you say that?
I don't know. It's so cringy. Lala says that she was projecting when she did call Tom a groomer on that pontoon boat, and says that, quote, she tends to lean towards the chick a little more.
Which is
very
got,
feminist. Cool feminist undertones.
Also, it's like you're trying so hard to be hard, and you've never done anything hard.
No, you're not hard. You're from Utah, dude. And then, but Lala says she doesn't like when the female, she uses female, which again, bad, is suddenly targeting the women who had her back. And I was like, first of all, you never had Raquel's back. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought you did not like
I know.
And that's why I wonder, I'm like, am I remembering the show wrong?
I know.
Or are you just telling it different?
No, she's just such a flip-flopper. It doesn't fucking matter. Katie chimes in. She's not taking responsibility. Like, low. I keep forgetting Katie's, like, low, breathy voice when everyone's kind of fucking making digs and raising their voices.
She seems like she's really, she seems like she's really over it. Katie? In a real way. Like, not in a way kind of like, I'm over it because I'm like, you know, I'm like, feel like I'm too good for this. But just, you know, the way like human beings sometimes are kind of like, I'm over this. Like, I'm a human being.
Well, her and James have like a similar energy. They're just like, what next?
Yeah.
Katie just wants to make some fucking sandwiches. She's just ready to fucking get out there with her sandwich
shop. She looks the best.
No, she's, absolutely. Haircut. I mean, if any women out there who have very thick hair... This is the haircut for you. Who are stylish in any way.
Yeah.
Literally, this is what you do when you have a thick head of hair. This is what you do.
That's what I loved about like the 80s and 90s. Like power. It's like just power.
Yeah.
I just love it. I was like, this is hot.
I know.
It's hot.
It's turning you on.
Yeah.
I mean, again, Katie looking great. Schwartz chimes in, though. This is maybe my favorite line of the episode. He says about Rachel, she was ruthless in her pursuit of pleasure. I'm sorry. Is she just Caligula?
That's what I'm saying. It is a very semi-yes. Yes.
Okay. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Pursuit of pleasure.
Sorry. Did you like script that line? It's so fucking awkward. Then we get more legal news. Rachel is suing Ariana. And this time Sheena speaks for both Tom and Ariana, saying that they cannot answer any questions about the lawsuit. Tom says, it's one thing for her to come after me, but to come after Ariana... I'm questioning if she has a fucking soul. And I was like, yeah, you too, dude.
Yeah, just saying like, hey, yeah, come after me. But don't do anything else bad.
Exactly.
And not addition
and
to
it's so martyry. Like, yeah. Whenever he says shit like this, I'm just like, you say it like you're an insightful, like, older figurehead who's really contemplating when it's like, remember the George Floyd shit you said, which we will get to? And Katie says in her low breathy tone, in her like fabulous look, she says about the soul, she doesn't. Katie's just getting some little digs in. James is over it all, but Andy was like, you brought it into this group. And he goes, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which is, I think if this was and another time, James would have flipped out, right?
Yeah.
And would have been like, but what did I, well, I did, what did everyone else? I think he was just kind of like, he's whatever's going on in his brain is the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. He's really, he's not.
You need self.
He didn't do a line before he got out there.
Yeah.
He seems soberish, which is good. Because, yeah, he'll get heated a little bit later. And we're going to talk about that after this break.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Okay. So then we get into, we're back, we get into my least favorite storyline of the whole season, which is suicide. And I cannot believe, when they say it, I'm just like, I can't, I'm over this. I'm a Katie and James. I cannot talk about this anymore.
It's a tough thing to talk about, and it puts everyone in a tough place.
Yeah, and it does a disservice to mental health and the struggle around suicide, suicidal ideation. And it's not fun to watch. It's like so many things are just, it just like, just such a shame. It's like, honestly, a shame if this is a storyline.
Not to come to his defense for mm-hmm. any reason. We've all been through dark, I'm not everybody, but I guess I could just speak for myself. You go through dark things, and sometimes that darkness is kind of overwhelming. So I definitely believe he's kind of when he's alone, you know what I mean? And he's not, talking to press or whatever, and he's alone with his thoughts. It's probably has been a very dark place, even at his most narcissistic. But is he weaponizing this thing?
Yes, he is. He is. And also, he's a fucking narcissist. Of course, I'm sure, God, the world turned on him. You know, I'm sure that's very tough. No matter what you did, I don't care if you killed someone. Yeah. The world turns on you. It's its own type of trauma, you know? But like, he's like, he says, he has ups and downs. Anything I say or do is heavily scrutinized. So it's like, first of all, you love that. You fucking love that. You kind of love the attention that comes with this like new narrative that you've created for yourself of being like really down and out and like fucking misunderstood and whatever. Like, you kind of love it. Like, you didn't play hard enough into that, but you do love it. He admits at this point that he's not the smartest guy, which I'm like, oh, that's something, you know? It's a little something from Tom Sandoval. I'll take it. Sheena and Lala say that they don't want to be responsible if Tom took his own life, which
that's
is,
what it holds people like, emotionally hostage.
Yeah, it is. It's very
because fucked up. It's like you know, it's like you can't what can you do? It's like a tough place for anybody to be in because you have to take it seriously, but also it's just it puts people in an unfair thing because it's like now you cannot be so like,
you're complicit.
You can't be held accountable because that. And then where does that leave everybody else? And how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
It's really tough. And then they try to explain to him how he did weaponize Ariana's mental health. I don't think he really
he didn't get it.
Got it?
And I was like, how do you not get it?
They're like, dude, they're like yelling at him at this point. They're like, that's her shit. You said her shit publicly.
Yeah.
And like, she didn't say your shit publicly. You got to say your own shit publicly.
Yes.
He's such a fucking, obviously, because he like lacks empathy and, you know, he's not smart.
I could not believe that he didn't understand that. It's like you aired what's called dirty laundry, mm-hmm. right, for lack of a better term. You decided to air your own dirty laundry mm-hmm. that you decided to do, but then you aired hers, and you're saying because it's the same laundry, it's the same thing, but
yeah.
It's not.
And you use hers as an excuse for something that you should have done, that you should have been a better person about, too. So, like, hers was like a hollow excuse. Like, you really, like, you used her mental health And again, I don't know what happens behind closed doors. Like, it's so hard to say, like, what conversations they had or, like, all this shit. But it's like, it was a fucking low blow and you still don't understand why that's bad. That's pretty fucked up. Speaking of not understanding why things are bad, then they bring up that fucking New York Times article, which is where, of course, Sandoval compares his affair with George Floyd and O.J. Simpson. And immediately he gets defensive about this. Great move, great move. He says he was talking about the absurdity of Sandoval amongst other big news. And I was like, no, that's – first of all, you did not do that. And I get how you were trying to do that, but the how you talked about it came off bad, very, very bad. And everyone – it's so funny because none of the people at this reunion have actually read the article. And the article is far worse than the blurb. It's really, really bad. The article is horrible. And Andy's right. He should fire his 23-year-old like PR person.
Well, it's interesting when Andy is saying to fire the guy from Bravo is saying to fire your Bravo-based PR people. Do you think the PR people are kind of like, oh, Andy says to fire us. Yikes. I should be looking for another.
I mean, but in the article, I think it was like some 23-year-old superfan who was his PR person. It's like, dude, you're such a fucking loser. It's like,
I want to believe that he really doesn't compare, like, he truly, I want to believe as a human, he doesn't really compare what he did as being as serious or as important. But also when that's, he's like, those are two current things. I was like, yeah, but no.
They're also not that current. OJ is not that current.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Do you know when that
It's like.
Do you know when 1994, 1995 was? Trust me. I mean, on Ghost Town, we talk about true crime and all the time. So, like, dates to us are very whatever. Like,
yeah.
1994, 1995 wasn't a current thing. And you picked, I mean, no.
Horribly charged issues that both have to do with race.
Then that's, yeah.
And both have to do with, like he said, and like cultural shifts, their movements, you know? And it's like, how about you just say you can't believe?
I'll take like the Enron scandal or something, like just something that takes it away from.
You conflate these things together. I don't care how you kind of maneuver them because you're bad with your words in general. So like you're gonna fuck it up, but just say you can't believe how big Scandoval got. Yeah. Just say that, really. But you want to seem fucking cool and relevant, and you're a fucking narcissistic asshole. So you like said it in a way that made you seem the worst, and you're on top of that surprised when you got backlash about it, you fucking asshole. Anyway, I'm getting fired up. I'm getting fired up. I'm more fired up, though, about the fact that no one actually read the whole article. I was like, no, Ariana? You didn't even read it? You know,
I mean, people say they read. The people say they read things. They don't read things.
No, but no, they all said they didn't read it. For people that are so fucking – talk about living in the comments, so fucking obsessed with the show and themselves, they didn't read it? I was like – you guys, first of all, if you did, you shouldn't be lying about it, Ariana. I was like, who has a New York Times subscription, Ariana? I don't know. I mean, and again, I get that she maybe didn't read it for a reason, but I was like, come the really? None of you have read it? You're just here to comment about it? Katie, you didn't read it? Please.
Somebody
please.
Did.
Borrow someone else's subscription and get in there and talk you step some up, Rebecca, shit.
Let her borrow your subscription.
You got it. You got it. You DM me. You got my login. That's an open
invitation
to any castmate.
Yeah.
Even an ancillary one. Vale?
Yeah.
You want to read it? Cool. Come on down. Come on down. Anyway, everyone's like, please shut the fuck up. Lala says that she's having a girl. She announces that she's having a girl. And she did confirm that they did, in fact, choose the donor at the cringy donor party. That's real life, people. That's real gritty life. That's what you're here to see. Just people unapologetically, authentically living their lives just like Lala Kent.
I mean, she picked a water in front of all of us. When she had the water party.
God.
She bared her soul. She's like, wow. This is the water that I'm picking.
Wow. She's like, you guys, can you believe we're drinking this old water? This is so crazy. This is such crazy old water. Honest, brave, me, Lala Kent. Fuck. Andy asks Lala if she's come to a custody agreement, and she starts to get a little teary-eyed. And Lisa butts in, why are you emotional? It's because you're pregnant. It's like, Nana, go to bed. It's time for bed. It's time for bed. Why are you here? Can we put your coat on as like a little blanket? Can we swaddle you? Can you go back to your room and take a little nap?
Going hard against LVP, huh?
Yeah, truly. Although she was great in Watch What Crappens.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, that's Ronnie. That's our friend Ronnie's podcast. I mean, Watch What Happens Live. Her and what's the guy from Hell's Kitchen, British?
Gordon Ramsay
yeah. are doing a new show together. Yeah. And they actually, I was like, you guys fucking?
Yeah.
I was like, I'll watch
he's
this.
Very tall.
Oh, he's got great hair plugs.
Yeah. Some of the best of this.
Really good. I was like, I'll watch this if you guys fuck. Anyway, Lisa butts in. Lala talks about how she's close with Amber, Randall's ex, and the kids all hang out together. And that, she, you know what? Right now, the men are knocking because she's pregnant. Lisa's disgusted by this. She's like, eh, the men, because you're knocked up.
Well, you're I mean, sexuality was kind of always, and she kind of cooled off a little bit this season, but it was always her go, like, always kind of like, if I have nothing to say, I'll just, and, you know, speak about your sexuality. But I think it became a thing where it was like, remember when I did this and everyone was like, ooh. But now it's kind of like, now it's like, oh, yeah, you're just
like,
talking
oh,
about.
You're a mom of two now.
Yeah, and, you're talking about sex. And great, you know, good for you. She looks great. She's, I mean, she's hot. She looks great.
Yeah.
But also it's kind of like, so, you're not, like, so what?
Yeah, I think Lala always thought she was really hard-edged, and it's showing so much now.
It never actually amounted to anything.
Soft.
Do you know, remember, and just to go back to Ghost Town, remember we did the episode on Geraldo Rivera and mm-hmm. the Al Capone vaults, and they were like, this is going to be huge, and then you open the vaults and there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's Lala's kind of... I'm hard edge. I'm going to come at you.
Yeah.
And then you open up the vaults and it's just nothing. It's like, oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Like, cool. Cool. You
gave I might yell a little bit more and say, don't do that or else. And the or else is nothing.
Yeah. I mean, has she even thrown a drink on anyone?
No.
Damn.
No. I feel like I feel like there's other people that have been – like when Katie was like, don't step to me, I was like, I'd rather take a punch from Lala. I don't want to take a punch from either of them because they both hurt me very bad.
Yeah.
But I'd rather take a punch from Katie's, Lala.
And we get a little bit of that too. I was like, oh, Katie's fire is under there. She's fucking smoldering, that rage. It can come out at any time. And I hope it does. But yeah, I mean, you know, Lala, whatever. They switch gears at this point. Andy's like, I want to talk about Summer Moon. And I'm like, ugh. Again, I'm like.
No, you know what he's saying? Here's the part where I have to talk about, because what else, like, is that
what
important
else you got?
Is that it was just like a thing where it was like, oh, the other person's still babysitting her.
It's so boring. Sheena's overjoyed, of course, but it's like, great, Summer Moon, postpartum OCD, the fear that Brock and Lala might hook up, which I'm like...
Well, also, when she was talking about the... And again, I don't want to make light of this, but having dark, intrusive thoughts, it isn't... It sounds like, oh, it doesn't sound limited to postpartum. It sounds kind of like every... I don't know, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know...
Anxiety
I don't know her experience.
And, you know, having... Those thoughts, like, you know, a lot of people do, including, I mean, unless I've, you
know,
whatever.
But again, we don't know. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
She has postpartum OCD. She was diagnosed. Like,
yeah.
I'm not denying that. I will say I don't want to watch it on TV.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
You know? Like,
and I hope that she's, you know, improving from that and stuff like that and getting all the help she
needs. Yeah, of course. But again, I kind of hope that Brock and Lala do hook up and then... It's weird because they do this thing where Lala's like, we're like a thruple, you know, except that she does the heavy lifting. And then she does a blowjob motion. And
which
I
was
like,
so I mean, come on. That's
so corny, but also shouldn't that like trigger if she really like had intrusive thoughts about them hooking up? Shouldn't like mentioning a thruple and like her like shouldn't that be like kind of upset? She like loves it.
Hold on. What if Lala is grooming both of them?
Love
right
that.
There, right there, right in front of, right in plain sight.
Wow.
Hidden in plain sight.
Well, I'll take that over the next section, which is Brock being told by literally everyone that he's a great dad. You're a great dad. Good. Did you mention that you're a good dad? Even Katie thinks you're a great dad.
I hope that all is true. And it's like, I don't know, you know, somebody who's come from... I'm a child of divorce.
Mm.
I've had very complicated relationships with my family and stuff like that. But it's also, it's like, yeah, I want to see, yeah, it's like, I want to see my kids. My kids don't want to see me. That may very, very well be true. Or if the kids are sitting there and they're like, wait, what?
Also, how old are your kids? Like, what are they going to be like? I advocate to see my father.
And here is the decree.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know.
I feel like there might be two sides to the story, but hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but again, I don't care. Like, I don't want to talk about mental illness, suicidal thoughts, and children on the show. Like, that's not why I'm here. And your storylines are so, like, thankfully we're getting all these, like, storylines out of the way now so we can use the next two episodes of this reunion to, like, talk about bigger stuff.
You know what I think about it? If you had to say, hey, what's Vanderpump Rules about? It's like, mm-hmm. Well, it's about a bunch of near or close to 40-year-olds that used to work together years ago, mm-hmm. That are all kind of friends and they're making money. Does that sound? Is that a great way to sell a show?
Yeah.
No, right? So like, to re-explain what Vanderpump Rules is like not as exciting as it was when they're like, we're just a bunch of scrappy like early 20-somethings like working at this bar,
and
like, now it's just like, oh, we're just spending money in various ways. I know,
and I didn't mean to say too that like let's move on to bigger things.
Right.
I mean to say like let's move on to storylines that feel more compelling within the context of what you were just saying. Andy asked Ariana about Dan. They're still together. They're doing the long distance thing. She's in New York a lot.
Which I think is burning people. I feel like they just said that. I feel like it was like burning people up.
Yeah. And I think Andy does ask a good question where he asks Ariana, do you think it helped or hurt that she moved on to a relationship so quickly? And she has a pretty good answer. I mean, again, a question, good answer too. She says it's going to take a lot of time to process, but that she didn't want to put her life on hold. And this happened, and she's rolling with it. And, like, this is the process of our lives. And, you know, we're going to do what we think is best. She's a very diplomatic answer. And, of course, like, James. Then we go to James, who also moved on fairly quickly with Allie after Raquel. Which, I'm like, why are we talking about this? We all forgot that. Like, none of us care about James and Allie.
Yeah, the timeline, was not, like important.
In a post-Sandoval world, we don't care about James's timeline. And he's really upset that we don't care. He's really still
very salty. In comparison, he probably did get, like, some heat for
that. Well, everyone did align with Raquel at that point, because James is an asshole. And he was specifically an asshole that season where that all happened.
Yeah, so you're going to be under fire a little bit.
Yeah, but he's still, like, fucking pouty. I'm just like, James, you don't need this. You look great right now. You don't need to be, like, bitching about this. Especially, like, really? Okay. Schwartz says about breakups, mentally, you're slowly trying to find a way out. That's why you go from one person to the next. And I was like, that's what you do. But thank you for your dark insight into why they moved on so quote-unquote quickly. Very on brand. Brock apologizes to James for making him feel bad about getting with Allie. James brushes it over, and Andy's like, no, he just apologized to you. And James is like, yeah, great, thank you. Like, it's like, okay.
Yeah, he probably was like, I don't remember, do I care?
Yeah, and then we talk about Sandoval's new girlfriend who doesn't watch the show, used to date Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, right. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, do you believe it? I mean, has she never watched? I think it's possible, yes, that she's not a regular watcher of the show and hanging out in the Vanderpump Reddit. But is she, how much new, you know what I mean? Like, Barack Obama might know about Tom Sandoval. Yeah. Yes or no?
Yes.
Theoretically.
Yes.
Okay. I think this girl might know about
him. She does. No, but I think, I mean, has she not? Of course, but he just wants to brag about it. You know, like, obviously.
Nobody's watched
it. I thought you were going to say that about her dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
You think that's a conspiracy too?
No. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being like, my girlfriend's ex is Leonardo DiCaprio. As my wife, somebody that I dated, you know, grew up in LA and dated people, you know, that were in the industry or whatever. If it was Leonardo DiCaprio, I would talk about, I'd be like, oh, my wife? Yeah, her ex is Leonardo DiCaprio. And they're like, oh, I just want to know if you want fries with that. And it's like, yes, I do.
I do. Thank you, though. But what about Leo? Remember Romeo and Juliet? No, I mean, like, he kind of, you know, Andy brings it up. He doesn't say it, but obviously he's like very self-satisfied. And he also, oh God, I mean, it's like, it's like a PR relationship to begin with. So like, I'm sure he doesn't even have much to say because they talk about the fucking wallpaper after that. Apparently there's a thing with Leonardo DiCaprio and a dark-haired model in the wallpaper in their like mudroom, which Ariana mentions that she did pick out. And so they joke that that's Tom Sandoval's girlfriend. It's like,
it was like a foreshadowing.
I was like,
I didn't yet. Okay. It wasn't really.
What a crazy
that.
Coincidence! Your wallpaper has a list star on it with a brunette blonde.
Listen, I know. Listen, I know he's going to date somebody who's too young for him, and mm-hmm. you know she's going to be hot, right? I mean, like whatever. I don't give it's a PR, whatever. You know that's going to be a. If there was an AI image, I'd be like, oh, that sounds right. Like,
exactly.
That,
yeah. Also, have you heard some of the Leonardo DiCaprio blinds over the years? The blind items about him having sex with people? How he would put on music? He put on, like, The National on headphones.
Oh, and he was, like, vaping during
he'd be,
the thing.
Like, vaping during, like, intercourse. I was like, all right, let's hear those. Honestly, you want to bring it next season? You better collect some stories from your fake girlfriend. That's what I want.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll get that. You think there'll be a point where we get that information? We can. We're pretty good.
I mean,
we'll track her down.
So. Yeah.
If they break up.
Yeah. I mean, what? She obviously wants something. Yeah. Some clout. I mean, she went from Leonardo DiCaprio to Tom Sandoval.
What's next? Me?
You. Uh-oh. And he then brings up something that none of us ever fucking thought about, how Schwartz and Lala were flirting. I was like, nobody thought that. Who cares?
It was such like, he brought it like, I think Katie says like, well, it seems like it's coming from him more than her. And I think it was just, that's just his.
Well, it's like he sounds like this all the time. It's almost flirting. It's also like nobody thought they were flirting.
Also, them nobody hanging out that. Seemed to almost be a little bit like.
They're working.
Yeah, they're working.
They had call times on the same call sheet together to go hang out in this juice bar. You think they're fucking?
Yeah.
I mean, they better be. Fucking do it.
Yeah.
But you better fucking do it.
Yeah, do it.
You know?
Do
like,
it.
Fucking do it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Exactly, Lala. Come on, Lala. They talk about Lisa closing Pump for good, another storyline that nobody really cares about.
That would have been, like, interesting, like, 5 years, like, maybe in the
Well, especially if they were working there and who had to be put with whom and who knows. You know, like, it could have been a vehicle.
These restaurants are so, I feel like,
ancillary.
Far removed from the show, but they're trying to make it seem like it's like, oh, no, it's still a huge part of it.
No,
it's only if James and Jax have a DJ party.
Exactly. Got a lame-ass party. I was just at Sir last week, actually, and I had a plate of spaghetti and meatballs, and it was gross. So,
I mean, you just do this to yourself
chugging
every
along. I know. I'm a glutton for punishment.
I do love their cobbler.
If yeah, the
go
cobbler's
again,
good.
I'm getting. I don't know if I got cobbler last time. I'm going back.
And you know what? Their drink, the Pumptini.
I like their food. I mean, anything I've had, I've liked.
Yeah, well,
but
you,
I know
you order better than I do, definitely. But Lisa says, you know, for a restaurant being in business 10 years is successful, and Ariana. Goes, she mouths, really?
To be fair, in Los Angeles, the turnover, unless you're like a Musso and Frank's.
Well, does it speak to Ariana not knowing what she's talking about or Lisa being an asshole grifter?
I think there, because you drive places like, oh, that place is, I never even went there, it's closed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick up for LVP on that one.
Okay, you got LVP. You got it. Andy asked if the Toms care that Lisa made Pump and Tom Tom kind of the same restaurant, and they don't really. Why would
it's
they?
Not a thing.
They're a 1% shareholder.
Yeah.
But thank you for trying to manufacture something here. Good work, Andy. Then they talk about something about her and the delays. And back the same time last year, they were trying to get things open. And this is another thing that he's like trying to manufacture drama where it's like Schwartz says he empathizes with the women about trying to get open saw. And then James calls out his smile like, you like it a little bit. That
I don't know if he really
difficulty.
Truly cares. Like,
they
don't
care.
I don't think anyone cares.
Well, also, they're like, now, they said this to Ariana and Kate. They're like, now, don't you have some empathy for like how they, and it's like, they always did.
Yeah.
They were always very understanding and like, got what it took. Like, it's like, stop trying to make this happen. It's like, this isn't a non-issue.
There's
nobody cares.
There's a conspiracy I read on the Vanderpump Reddit. What's up, Vanderpump Reddit? That Lisa Vanderpump and the person that was in charge of kind of making it, I forget the name of the person. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's Penny. Is it Penny?
Penny.
Penny. That's Chef Lisa. Penny. That's Lisa Vanderpump's person, and Lisa Vanderpump was like wants to have control of it, mm-hmm. or like kind of like. And when they're trying to take Penny out, that's Lisa Vanderpump's connection. And obviously, Lisa. I mean, I think Lisa Vanderpump like obviously favors the guys. You know,
of course,
that's probably pretty clear. But then I was kind of thinking, like, and like the Lisa Vanderpump, they don't want her connect, like, they don't need her connection to it. But also, part of me is kind of like, Lisa Vanderpump has her hand in all these things because it's her show. I feel like
she's
it's
the executive producer of the show that you all work on.
So anything that's under that umbrella, she probably has a piece of.
Yeah.
At some point, behind the scenes because it's being promoted on her show.
Yeah.
So I feel like she has a part of that restaurant no matter who says what where. I don't know, but yeah. I feel like reality says that that's probably true, so she doesn't need to have somebody in there.
Freak. Also, you want Lisa Vanderpump's chef, the chef of Villa Blanca, the chef of Sir, the chef of fucking all these disgusting places to be having a hand in your restaurant? Mm. Like, you're a sandwich shop. You can do it yourself. I'm pretty sure that they know how to make a sandwich. You know, different breads, different meats.
You're saying women get in the kitchen and make a sandwich, Rebecca.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm hearing.
But be a girl boss and make some money on it. And
yes, queen.
Cut
yes,
Chef
queen.
Penny. What?
Yes, queen.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, queen.
Like you're saying, yes, queen.
Yes.
Not yes, queen.
No, I'm saying yes, queen. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Am I the queen? Or is Chef Penny?
Yeah. I'm going to be the queen.
Okay, you be the queen. Ariane admits that she didn't watch this season at all. At this point in the reunion, hence them all watching it.
You know, I when I hear that, I'm kind of like, oh, how could you not be curious and watch it?
No, I wouldn't.
But also, as somebody who hates, you know, I've done, I do self tapes for audit. I won't even look at the stuff when it's to my betterment to look at some of the stuff, stand up clips, whatever the case may be. I totally get it. Where sometimes when I'm watching this, it's like, how could you not watch it? You're on the show. But I mean, I've cringed anytime I've looked at myself. And especially when you know, it's like, I don't know how I'm going to get diced up. And she did get diced up.
She did get diced up. And that's why they're making her watch it.
Yeah.
But I get it too, where I'm like, if this were me, and probably the last season too, I would never, like, there's some exes that I've had where I just, like, I can't even look at their social, like, you know that it's going to, like, open up this, like, floodgate of
weird emotion.
But
now it's kind of like, well, now both work with them and then get along with them forcefully.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Imagine that. People are always like, why don't you just work, be friend, whatever. It's like, why do I have to, like, no one else has to be forced to people that have ruined their lives.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, why do you have to do that?
Yeah. Situation.
Why? Because you want it to benefit you in selling your podcast or more people listen to your whatever, or more.
Yeah.
You tell it to Lala shirts or whatever. I don't know what she sells.
Oh, God. But Lala says that she was very transparent with Ariana all season when. Ariana's like, you know, I think I know what's happening. And Lala's like, we talked, remember? Lala's like, be honest with me. They're talking about how Lala was very honest with Ariana. I was like, you wait, bitch. You're going to see that Lala was against you at the end of this. But I don't know why Lala's like giving you lip service now. It's very strange. And then we get to maybe the most interesting thing about this episode, the Lala and Katie conflict, because it means that Tequila Katie still exists deep down under there with her rage. She rages at Lala. And Lala, again, hard Lala, brings this up by saying, she said something that was, like, not very nice. Andy asks about the conflict, and Lala says she was getting close with Sheena, and Katie didn't like that. But then Katie and Sheena were not in a good place, and Katie and Ariana were also getting close. So, like, shifts were happening, tides were turning. And Lala says, because of all this, Katie DM'd her. And Katie says, to get rid of your lawyers, what you need is a therapist. You're a fucking clown. And I was like, Show me the DM.
Yeah.
Show me the fucking DM. Where is it? Produce it.
Yeah.
And in this moment, I believe Lala. I believe that Katie raged.
Sure.
Raged on her. And Katie kind of owns up. She's like, I didn't call her clown. She like owns up to some of it, whatever. And I was like, show me the DM. Show me the DM. This is classic Vanderpump. Like, let's see those texts.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I feel like they've gone soft.
Lala has always been soft. And she says, and they talk about the season a little bit and how Lala's like, I think I had a lot of insight for Ariana based on my breakup. And Katie was like, no, you didn't. You know,
it's like she thought that her breakup and the scandal with that was going to, she was going to be the Ariana and no one
cared.
It's number one. It's completely different. Also, you were dating someone that was in a relationship that was kind of, you knew it was like you played it as if I was kind of, you know, you were kind of like, I'm a sugar. You played it a little bit like that. But then you're also kind of like, can you believe? Yes, we can believe that you did that. Yes, we can believe
and
that.
And how self-righteous to be like, I've learned a lot from my thing, which is just like your thing. So let me get on this high horse because I'm secretly just sad that I'm not you right now, but like, let me like mentor. It's very Tom Sandovalian to be like this fucking self-righteous, like, I'm going to tell you what I've learned from all of this. And it's like, nobody wants to hear it. Katie calls you out and you get pissed about it. Sorry.
My wife, Michelle, wanted me to bring something up. This is something you probably know, and probably people listening probably already know. When the she wanted her book, Lala's book, to be a bestseller. And when it was not a bestseller, and then Ariana, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, kind of won that thing. That was a huge thing in her, because she wanted that so bad.
Yeah.
And yes, you know, getting on the bestseller list, things are kind of, the wheels are greased a little bit. People, mm-hmm. you know, overbuy books, publishers, whatever. Doesn't matter. She wanted that. She did not get that. Ariana got that with a cocktail book. Again, like, her cocktail book is probably the least interesting thing that she's done.
Yeah,
it feels like everyone gets a book.
Truly. And the cover, I have to say this again, the cover is so bad.
It's not even like I think Dancing with the Stars is Tashina. Mm-hmm. This book is to Lala, and that's what set her, like, mm-hmm. and obviously the fact that her romantic life and her relationship mm-hmm. didn't have the same impact to the people. It didn't speak to the people like the way this did.
Yeah. No, truly. And then Lala is like, I don't like what you're doing, Katie. And that Katie went back on some of the things that she said, which is basically venting about Ariana being gone, which we kind of all knew that Ariana was off
she
doing.
She posts about it. Like, she does a post Katie did about that. Mm. It's on the Vanderpump Reddit. And I'm going to paraphrase, people probably have already seen it. It was something like, at the timeline this happened, I think it was like before film. It was just such mm-hmm. a short, confusing amount of time that was happened way before. But the way they're explaining it made it seem like it was right in like when everything was going great and she was mm-hmm. being phony to her. And it was like this small amount of time that like way before filming that she was like, yeah, I was kind of like, what's going on with
this? Yeah, where'd
you
go?
She's like, I have imposter syndrome. I'm insecure about what I'm doing. And I'm a partner you with this. And it makes me insecure. And I think that's fair. And she was, she's like, I was just venting, girl.
Yeah.
Like, now you're taking it and making it ammunition, making it seem like it was happening like in the within the show. And it wasn't within the show.
Yeah, no. And I think I got that from the reunion. I think that makes sense. But it's also interesting. It was like, I believe Lala about Katie, and I'm like, okay, Lala, you're saying some truth here, but again, you're kind of manipulating it.
You're taking that and kind of being like, mm-hmm. I was just venting to you, and it wasn't even that bad, and you're kind of like, you're being a fake person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, can somebody have like a, you know, I thought we were, I don't know, I think you took something and you were like, I really want as much material on this reunion because I have nothing to say.
You got nothing.
We've already talked about the egg donor thing.
Totally.
Now what else am I going to talk about? So I'm just going to air dirty laundry because I'm real.
Yeah, because she's scared. And, you know, this is her livelihood. When she gets frustrated and like combative about her livelihood, I'm like, you're right. She's like, my livelihood is my business. I was like, what business?
Nobody knows what. I couldn't think. What is she? Like, shirts
makeup?
Or podcast?
No, give them Lala, but they're rebrand. I was like, I get how you are protective of this show because this is your show.
Yeah.
And you need to like fucking
keep the
show
machine,
up.
Yeah,
but you also don't have control and you don't have the clout like you think you do and you're not as important as you think you are. So start to create your own story. Like, you got to start fucking people. I'm sorry. Fucking people.
There needs to be more mm-hmm. people brought into this thing.
I mean, I don't even, I mean, I think that might be good, but I just think these people need to do, like, fucking have sex with Brock. You really have sex with fucking Schwartz. He's single now, kind of, well, his 23-year-old girlfriend. But, like, you can make shit happen. There are more single people in this cast than there has been for years and years. But you have to, like, know what makes a good storyline. It's not like you're fucking second child.
Yeah, she's like,
oh, sorry,
yeah.
Katie. I mean, Katie too. Katie, and again, I don't.
But she
think...
seems to be. She doesn't seem to be like hungry for it in the same way that Lala is.
No,
she's just like
not.
Yes. I think she's just kind of like, I'm just here. I'm not even saying that much.
No,
you know?
And you know, Katie has found her place as kind of like the second person to, you know, she was second to Stassi. She's second to Ariana now. But again, if she wanted to like, and she's never been as comfortable around the camera as a lot of the other castmates, but like. You know, Schwartz, it's like, Schwartz, you think your storyline's going to be living with Sandoval? No, dude.
They need to bring their new girlfriends on this show.
Yeah, we need to see them. We need Joe back. We need Joe. We need more from these people. And they think that they're giving more by like antagonizing a dead horse that is Sandoval, and they're not getting it.
Joe, really, we've talked about this. As much as you want to say, you know, you can say, like, what is she getting out of it? Everyone's mm-hmm. getting something out of it. Mm-hmm. Let's not pretend anyone's there going, what? Oh, I'm on a show?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, take the Joe stuff out of this season. Mm-mm. Oh boy. Mm-mm. It's Mm-mm. boring. Mm-mm. It's really, really, horrible. She was really, and probably, you know, she earned it some way. And yeah, was she a little bit weird, whatever. And did they force her onto Katie? Thought, who knows? Why would anyone do, and be like, well, yeah. I can't even, why don't you move in together? I don't understand. Yeah. And she's like, I don't want to talk. Why do I have to talk to people? But like Joe's probably, and that was Schwartz doing a little bit of work. Mm-hmm. Schwartz did some work.
Yeah. Schwartz did do some work. You're right. You're right. I hope I gave him enough credit for that because I hate him so much. But he did. He did. And I think I brought that up too.
Yeah. And he had a redemption in that way where he was kind of like, hey, what?
Yeah.
I don't. Who?
We got a new disgusting dark dimension of his personality.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied with him. Satisfied. I mean, Ariana Sandoval, all right. Joe, amazing. But even like James and Allie, I'm like, let's see some other shit, you guys.
I think really they're just, I don't know. It's good to be that kind of like chill because everyone likes them, mm-hmm. you know? And maybe they're just like, I don't know, we're already thinking maybe past this, or I don't care what people think. And maybe, and you know, we've met Allie. Mm-hmm. Like she's cool. Like she's not going to like, I don't go out. I don't know. Like I feel like they should want to be real people.
Yeah, but then, you know, I don't know.
I think it's different when you're closer to 40 than when you're not closer to 40 on the show, like wondering like what's going to happen next.
It's exponentially cornier, whatever you do. Like the older you are, the more these antics like just don't have any weight to them, you know?
Just out of curiosity, if there is a next season, what is it?
It's half shot. I mean, it's not half shot, but you know, there's pieces of it that are shot. I mean, I think the next season, again, you've got to fucking, people got to be dating. People
have
to be dating.
You know what I say?
Hmm.
And I know producers, you're listening. Mm-hmm. And bring me on board if you need.
Sure.
We got to bring back Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Have to.
Yeah.
You
give her whatever money she wants.
Just give her what, you're already like using, you're, you know, like, yeah. trotting her out.
Yeah.
I say trotting her out. You're already trotting her out. And yeah, she's trotting her, you know, she's, but like you're already trotting her out. Like, yeah. Don't be whatever, because it's more interesting than whatever you're giving, like, to some of these other people. And how much work can they do? Like, how much?
I mean, I think other people can work harder. But you're right. We've talked about bringing Rachel back and how that would be very
important. Argue that, like, having Ariana on the show is not, it's better to have Rachel on it. Only because Ariana is now, like, kind of, and you see that she's just risen above this. Mm-hmm. She's achieved some kind of enlightenment, if I can put it that way. She's achieved some kind of enlightenment where I don't think some other people have, or maybe, you know, James maybe a little. There's a little bit of enlightenment. Maybe Katie a little bit. Some other people are just, I'm talking loud about things that aren't important, mm-hmm. in a way that I think that's content, and people are like, we're not here, mm-hmm. for you talking loudly about your egg donor. As great as that is. We don't. And you got to bring some of these new people. You need new blood. I think when Charlie was on the show, like I thought that was, and Dana was, I thought all that was interesting. Like
I don't know about that.
In comparison to what we're.
Danica though? Fuck yeah.
Oh, Danica. Yeah. Danica, like that was like.
We need the unhinged. We need that, Kristen. We need Kristen.
I'm comparing that to like what Summer Moon's newest babysitter going to be. That's what I'm comparing it to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. Lots of things. Lots of directions we could go. And I hope that they do it. Yeah. And I hope that watching this as a cast stirs some shit up. And, we'll see. We'll find out. We're going to find out what happens.
And you're going to subscribe to this podcast and give
it
a review.
You are.
You are going to do that. Am I grooming them?
I was going to make a grooming joke, but I didn't. But you did. This one's for you.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.